This is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today we have a special wonderful treat for you, and it is not Jasmine Heen. She is in Australia, and we couldn't reach her today. And I think it's more like it wasn't the perfect day for her. We work very much on divine timing and order. And I never insist upon my plan. I always ask for the divine plan, and I always ask to give the greatest possible cosmic service with what I do. And, you know, I've had to give up my picture of what is being a professional and be a master of listening to the divine voice within, which is pretty much usually not exactly my plan. So in light of that, we have a special wonderful treat for you today. Joanna Cherry. Go ahead and say hi, Joanna, and then I'll explain you. Joanna?
Yeah.
I wanted you to say hi, and then I'm going to talk about you and what
Okay. Well, I did just say hi, but I'll say it again. And that I'm very, very happy to be here. Thank you, Iris.
And we're very happy to have you. And Joanna is the founder of Ascension Mastery International. She's the author of 3 books on the Ascension. And the very first one, Joanna, Ascension for You and Me, is a little tiny blue booklet, and it is a jewel of light. It is a jewel of light. If people only read that, and I love your work, and I don't know everything to say about you.
I think mostly it's just kind of like what you were just saying about yourself, that we seem to, and many people now are really listening to the voices and to the knowing and to the feeling of the divine within them, and following that, and that is such a blessing, and it really guides life just perfectly, as very best it can be, and it's not to say that there aren't difficult times, because sometimes we have some things to go through to heal, you know, to come into greater light, and sometimes that's hard. I mean, it can even include physical illness and things, but the thing is that if we keep turning to that love and light that is right here, not only for us and with us, but it is actually us, it's actually our own high self, then it takes us through everything or anything. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, people are routinely walking on coals now that would burn up their feet and ankles in the usual physical way of experiencing things. It's just one way of showing that the divine is able to handle anything, you know, just take care of anything. It's pretty amazing and miraculous. But it's also very normal, very right, very natural, I should say.
Well, when I asked you what was on your mind today, I want to back up. You know, one of the things I love about your teaching, Joanna, and Joanna has taught Ascension around the world. She is an author in a contributor to many magazines, including Mount Shasta magazine, and Pure Inspiration, right, Joanna?
Yeah, there's something coming out in that in the spring issue.
Yeah, and what works for me about you is the way you talk about mastery in a way that is very, very, very accessible to everyone.
Well, thank you.
That no matter where you are, you can be where you want to be.
Yeah, and the truth is that each of us has as much divinity as Jesus, as Buddha, as Babaji, as any guru that we could think of. And so it is our natural way to proceed, to expand in consciousness until we are able to feel and to be that in our consciousness. So it is a natural thing. It's not like we should be looking up to anyone as being better than we are. More evolved, yes. Maybe being a teacher for us, that's fine, but not better. You know, not up on a pedestal somewhere where we can never get there. That's a false human way of looking at things.
You know what I think of when you say that?
What?
I think of people that say things like, with great zeal, you know, Jesus is the only one that could do it,
Yeah, and I was thinking of a phrase that I think is in the Bible, no one cometh to the Father except through me. And that is correct when you consider that Jesus was a Christ. The Christ means anointed one, son, daughter of God, and that we all are. And we can only come to the God realization within us through the Christ self of ourselves, through the Christ. It doesn't need to be called the Christ. It can just be called the higher self or the Buddhic presence or the I Am or the inner Taoist or, you know, whatever we feel to call something. It doesn't really matter.
Well, Joanna, the thing that I have seen that is sort of a barrier to that is... yes?
Sorry?
Oh, I thought...
No, that's okay.
I thought that we had a caller. Is the feeling of unworthiness that actually comes from unforgiveness.
Yeah, unforgiveness of ourselves.
Yeah.
And others.
To claim that, but also to be responsible for that. You know, it's so much easier to say, only Jesus can do it.
Oh, yeah.
And Jesus, as far as I'm concerned, Jesus came to say... walk this way.
Yeah.
And that you are it.
Yeah.
What about the greater works and stuff?
Yeah, greater things than these shall ye do. I mean, imagine. I just can hardly believe that. They actually let that stay in the Bible. But it did. And truer words were never spoke, as they say. We're meant to become and be the master that we already are inside, and to be that love and that light and that humility. There's no pride. There's no, you know, hubris about it. There's no arrogance. That is our natural way. It's our natural path. It's our natural expression. And it does involve a lot of the letting go of, you know, our old stuff, the ego things and the sorrows and the griefs and the angers. And in my belief or in my experience also, not only this life but past lives, but we don't want to make it too complicated, because I think a lot of people can really just work with the things of this life and forgive and move on and move into mastery.
Woohoo! Well, talk some more about the process of the forgiveness and how it changes things.
Well, there's so many things that have happened in this life and other lives, usually almost always ways that we have been unkind to others or that we have killed as soldiers or as crazy people or as pirates or whatever we may have been, or just as someone that got really mad at somebody else, or we've hurt people's feelings, or we've just done things that we have regretted. We've been abusive to a child or to another adult. It's the list goes on and on, and also usually the list goes on and on about what we have experienced that people have done to us. You know, abuse and sexual abuse, rape, mental, emotional abuse, all kinds of things have happened to us throughout our lives. And so much of that, most of it actually, is buried in the subconscious mind, where it's not even easily accessible to consciousness most of the time. And so I think that is a great weight on most people in the present, because most of us are not able to really see or feel what it is that we need to heal, you know. It just might feel like a great block of unconscious matter. But if we start asking our own high self, if we start kind of reaching up in love and in the yearning for that connection and oneness with our greater truth, our greater being, then and asking for whatever needs to be healed, to be helped to heal that and to forgive ourselves and everyone and everything else, everything that's happened to us also. Like if we were in an accident in this life and the body was maimed and now we're paralyzed or crippled or something, it's like we need to forgive, to forgive these things, to not hold on and let things eat at us, but to let them go and be where we are and accept where we are and forgive the past. And then we are aligned with life. The book, Eckhart Tolle's work, The Power of Now, and his other books, A New Earth, they are wonderful for helping us really align with the now, to say yes to the present moment, to whatever is happening, not to necessarily enjoy what is happening if it's something difficult, but to accept it and align with it. And in that way, we are able to allow ourselves to flow forward into the next. What is next for us? Now what is next? And not keep ourselves in this sort of sinkhole of unforgiveness and unacceptance of what is happening or what has happened.
Well, you're saying what Werner used to say, to move on, first choose where you are, but the only problem with that is only an asshole would choose this. And then you have to, for me, I have to forgive myself for being the asshole that created that. You know, it's like only an asshole would create that.
Well, I disagree with that. I think that's a harsh name to call anybody. I mean, you can do it humorously, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but the fact is that we stepped into a plane, into the physical dimension, where it was very hard to not believe that what is solid is the actual reality of things. And so we got lost. We forgot we were one with God, that we could do anything, be anything, have anything. And we sort of sank down into experiences of lack and illness and all the things, all the troubles of humankind. And but we did our best in doing that, and I think maybe there was a purpose to that in the kind of the long view of things, to go down into the deepest density and believe that that is real, and then turn around, which we are doing now, which humanity is doing now, and the earth as well, and to begin to come out into ever greater light and love and awareness and forgiveness, as we say, and the recognition that we actually are one with God, and that there never was a separation, and so we don't choose to experience that anymore. It's the same thing, really, as saying moving into mastery, moving into who we are, moving into being God.
And choosing experiences that are appropriate for godliness.
Yes.
Since I am God, why don't I create something fun, is what you're
saying. Yeah, to the very best that we can in every moment. You know, I read The Road Less Traveled, I think it was that exact book, and I forget the author's name. I know those of you listening, many will know, but it's been a bestseller and all, The Road Less Traveled, and in the end of the book, he says he thinks our job is to be God. And I was just so amazed by that and so impressed and happy, because he's a psychiatrist, you know, and he's worked with all of these thousands of people over many, many years. He's gained a lot of wisdom, and he comes out into this realization that our job is to be God. So people are coming to it from all kinds of different disciplines now. Quantum physics, same thing. It's like there's no limit. There's no limit. And the past can be changed. It's just pretty miraculous. It's pretty miraculous.
Well, you know, when you say something like the past can be changed, that is something you have to do from the consciousness of God.
That's true, too, I guess, yeah.
That is something you have to do from the I am that I am.
Uh-huh.
I am the creator, the creator created.
Uh-huh, and there's no time in me. Time has been a construct of the physical plane, but there isn't actually a reality to time. It's all here together. It's very hard to see that, to really get that, you know, but In the quantum reality of things, it seems to be the truth. And so when we forgive someone now, we do change the past. Or when we forgive someone in the past, from the past, we not only change the past, we change the present and the future. It's pretty wild stuff.
Woohoo! You know how I just felt, you know, that poster of that guy sitting in front of a stereo speaker and his hair and everything, and everything's going all the way back.
Yeah.
When you said that, I just felt like that.
Yeah. Well, I know you know this story, so if you think it's appropriate, I can relate it now about that one past life I had that was so tremendously difficult for me and the role forgiveness played in that.
Sure.
Would you like me to share that?
Sure.
Okay, I had my most horrible past life, and one I experienced as the most difficult, was born to a poor couple in Korea, and this was, you know, like around 1500 A.D. or so, and when I was age 11, I was carted off to the brothel, to the house of prostitution, and sold, and abandoned by my father, who had taken me there, and then the first thing that happens is, and it took me a long, long time to remember these things because they were so horrible to face, you know. The first thing that happened was that I was raped by this bouncer man and this big guy who was supposed to throw men out who were becoming rowdy or overstaying their welcome or such. And so I knew the importance of forgiveness. So when I discovered this had happened, I set about to try and forgive this man. And I worked and I worked and I worked for, you know, a couple of weeks every day, and it just wouldn't budge. I was so incensed that he would be so cruel and brutal to a little girl, you know, who has just been abandoned and all of that. So finally my spirit came to me and it said, this man has been in an abused and abuser for hundreds of years or thousands of years, I forget, you know, like a very, very long time, lifetime after lifetime, he would be abused by one or both parents or caretakers, and then he would become an abuser. And he just could not get out of that cycle. He was miserable. He was miserable. And so when I finally realized this, I kind of, it just softened, it just melted that hard place inside enough so that I could actually forgive him. I let it go. And shortly after that, Spirit came to me, and this was a total surprise, totally unexpected. Spirit said, because you are the only one in all of his lifetimes, as mean as he's been, who has ever been able to forgive him, who has ever forgiven him. It has gone straight to his heart, and now we are able to change his experience in the life, in this Korean life. And so they showed me that about 5 years before I ever got to that brothel, a master came to him and became his teacher, and he embraced this master, who was a great being of love and light, and he became a very loving, happy being. And so before I ever got there, long before I ever got there, he had become a protector of the girls, and he would bring in games from outside that he bought and teach them to the girls so that they could have more to do and more fun and more life. And it was still not a happy life, but it was at least much happier. And so, and this time when I got to the brothel, he wasn't even there. One of the girls took me to my room and kind of told me what was happening, and that they were all there to support me, and it was a much less difficult experience, and he was our friend, all of our friend, and never abused his position. And it was not only through that, but a number of other things that happened that Spirit showed me and how I could change the past, that instead of staying 6 years and dying in the brothel, I actually stayed only 2 weeks. And then a man whom I had known in a life previous to that one and had been very close and very great friends with was guided to go to the brothel, and he found me there and bought me and took me home. And he and his wife, who were childless, brought me up in a very loving and spiritual way. So I know this probably sounds kind of far-fetched to a lot of you folks who are listening. It's just been my path to be shown past lives and I never even knew they could be changed until the last 2-3 years. So it never even occurred to me, and only until Spirit started showing me how to do it.
Well, also,
did that happen? Great.
Also, it's being proven scientifically that we will all be able to change the past.
Yes.
Well, talk about that a little bit.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. Are you referring to quantum physics?
Yes.
Yeah, in quantum physics, it's like one particle will go from one energy level to the next energy level, or from one dimension to the next dimension, without moving. It doesn't jump there. It doesn't travel there. It is in one place, and then all of a sudden, it's in the next place, and there's been no time lapsed. And Ramtha, the beautiful teacher who channels through Jay-Z Knight, actually, he makes use of her body and mind. As a teacher up in Yelm, Washington, YELM, very, very fine teacher, and I highly recommend. He talks about the possibility of creating a new neuronet, what he calls a neuronet, that if we create an ideal for the mind, for the brain, and just focus upon that, and have that, and be that, and just with all of our hearts and being, we know that this is the truth, there comes a moment when all of a sudden we not only are this, but we have been this in the past. We were this in the past leading up to the present moment. And it's a possibility that is here for all of us to do this, if we so choose. There's a couple of beautiful small books that he has. I'm trying to remember. A Master's Key to Manipulating Time, I'm pretty sure is one of them. A Master's Key to Manipulating Time. And the other one, I believe, is called Parallel Lifetimes. And both of those help me to really understand this and look at these possibilities for myself, you know, and others. So I recommend those very highly.
Parallel Lifetimes.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the book One. Remember the Richard Bach book?
Yeah, Richard Bach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a lot of good stuff about that, too. So that's another way to get a handle on this stuff. One, the book One, called, by Richard Bach, B-A-C-H. He also wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull and Illusions. Those are his three best known, I think.
I read Illusions in 1981, and that was my first. I didn't have words before about being an Ascend Master. I knew I came to do that. But I didn't have words for what it was. I couldn't, you know, and when I read that book, I said, that is what it is.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah.
And looking at forgiveness and its really magical power to change our lives here and now, you know, a lot of us, when illness comes, like cancer or many other different kinds of illness, arthritis, many of them are associated with anger or can be associated with anger. And so I think a lot of times people actually feel more afraid of facing the anger or the difficulties inside, and or more afraid of changing identity by releasing anger, releasing victimhood, say if we've defined ourselves as a victim, then actually we're more afraid of doing that than we are of dying. And so I think many people die.
Say that again. I couldn't.
Okay. I think many people who get disease or illness of any kind. In fact, I almost hate to do this, but I would pretty much say this is a blanket truth. All disease is caused by mental, emotional things, basically, which change the chemistry of the body and all of that, and can lead to disease. It's like whenever an illness comes, it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call to look and see what caused it. What in us, what mental, emotional thing have we been holding on to that is now so strong that it's now registered in the physical body? And how do we release that? How do we forgive whatever we need to forgive or move into joy, freedom, non-victimhood, and how to let go of the grief of the death of a loved one or loved ones? You know, very tragic things can happen. And yes, there is a mourning time that is natural, and then it is time to move on and be in the here now and create a new life, be new. So for most of us, I think the it's felt so scary to face these old things, which can be from this life or another life or both, that we actually may let the disease take us over and kill the body. It's just, it's not very easy to look at these old things, but we have to. We have to in order to become masters. We have to in order to be happy. We have to in order to become enlightened. these things need to be done.
When people have come, this is a time of the awakening and mastery and the ascension of the planet and everyone and everything on it.
Yeah.
And this is the time of cosmic illumination and of truly remembering who we are. And so it's like many of us have carried these things for lifetime after lifetime, and we said what Scarlett said, oh, I'll handle that tomorrow.
Oh,
you know, and all of a sudden, it's tomorrow. The time has come. The time is now.
Yes, I agree.
And it with the upliftment and the shifts in the planet, there's no more holding on to things. It's you can't leave the train station and hold on to the pier.
Yeah, that's really true. And there's that wonderful phrase that Arthur made up, feel the fear and do it anyway. So we can do these things. Mm-hmm. We can do them. We can forgive. We can release. We can move on. Each of us is able to do this. We have the courage of the divine inside. We are not lacking in courage, even if we don't feel it. We can dig for it and find it and use it.
Hmm.
You know, I think there's probably not a famous person, an actor or an actress or a politician or whatever they might be, or a singer, you know, that hasn't said, what am I doing? I can't do this. I'm just an ordinary person. How could I possibly do this, you know? And that courage within has come up and said, okay, I'm here, I'm doing it, this is the way it is. All of them are just ordinary people, just ordinary folks that have just wanted something and gone for it and overcome fears to get there and are there now or are here now. And each of us is the same way. Yeah.
Well, you know, I used to look at some people and go, oh, no, they're from another planet. They landed that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was before I realized that it was all within me and I had to uncover it and do it.
Uh-huh.
That I had to uncover it and do it step by step.
Yes. Pretty awesome realization, huh?
It's the good news and the bad news.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because some of it can be really gnarly. I mean, the past few years, it's just been the deepest, deepest levels of healing for me, and it's mostly been about abuse from men in other lifetimes. It was very, very hard to look at much of it, so... But I did, and a lot of it with your help. Iris and I, we're good friends, so best friends. So pretty amazing process.
And we're spiritual partners for serving all of life, and every day we do cosmic service together.
Yeah.
And
Violet Flame.
Yes, and also every day we work on ourselves, and then we contribute that to the cosmic cup.
Yes, yes, we do.
And so that's such a great thing.
Yes, any of us that we find our way through something, we make a breakthrough, we heal something, we discover something, we can send that out as a cosmic service to all people. I mean, it kind of goes out anyway, because we are all one, you know, connected. We're connected. And what any one of us does affects all of us. So, but I think to consciously send it out as a blessing makes it even more powerful.
Yeah, it does. Joanna, tell people how they can reach you, and tell them about the pictures of the masters and how those can serve.
Oh, okay. Well, about 10 years ago, I was guided to develop something I had already just sort of spontaneously begun, which was to get pictures, a spiritual version of pictures that I could possibly find of many masters, ascended masters, Christian masters, Buddhist, Hindu masters, Sufi, Native American, you know, as much as I could find, and to get these pictures out into the world, because an awakening humanity needed these now. And so I got busy, and now it's a thriving business that we do both wholesale and personal orders. And my work is on there, too. Actually, the little blue book Iris mentioned is no longer available.
Okay.
It's been replaced by a couple of larger, newer books now. One is called Living Mastery. That's the first one. And it's a set. And the second one is Self-Realizations. Self-Initiations. Self-Initiations is a practice book, a book of practices, and the first one is more the understanding, the ideas, etc., but they're meant to go together. My website is ascensionmastery.com. That's A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N, mastery.com. And the pictures, well, you can reach the pictures from my site also, but the picture site is sacredimages-ami.com. That's sacredimages-ami.com. So you can see all of them on the site. You can order them from the website if you wish. I would have found my own spiritual process very difficult without these pictures, because I have especially Babaji and Harikan Babaji and Saint Germain, and somehow looking into the eyes of these masters helps me to realize who I am, helps me to remember who I am. And I've received very, very great help from connecting with these masters on the inner, and the pictures help me do that. So if that seems to ring a bell or chime with you who are listening, then please go to the site and check them out. Sacredimages-ami.com. My site is ascensionmastery.com.
I thought it was Ascension Mastery International.
No, the site itself is just Ascension Mastery.
All right.
But the organization, AMI, is Ascension Mastery International. Yeah.
Well, since we're on that, what is Ascension?
Ascension is, it's kind of a fancy way of saying becoming enlightened and becoming one with the God Self. But it goes further than most teachings in that there's a recognition that the body is also God, that the body is made of divine energy, because that's the only kind of energy there is. It's made of divine love and intelligence and run by divine love and intelligence, and Goddess energy knows no bounds. It knows no time. It is forever. It is beauty and life and all good forever. And so the body is actually meant to, when we are guided that it's time for us to, you know, work on this or to invite this, the body is naturally an immortal, ever beautiful body, ever healthy, ever youthful. And I know, again, this sounds so far out to most of us still, because most of us still have that absolute knowing. And I did too when I first heard this. I thought, geez, this guy, Leonard Orr, I heard it from Leonard Orr, and I thought, this guy's a dingbat, you know.
I got an email from him today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and he signed it Young Leonard Orr.
Yeah, Young Leonard Orr. Yeah, so, but my spirit came in and said, this is real. He is correct. This is real. And so that changed my whole life, really, that message from spirit.
I thought Babaji gave you that message.
Babaji and my spirit are kind of one together, and they came in after I had heard Leonard talk about being immortal, you know, in the body, and I had this reaction, you know, what a dingbat. It wasn't too long after that my spirit and Babaji came together and came in and said, no, it's the real thing. So I've been really looking at that and giving that energy and time since then, and some progress has been made, and so I have realized it is really a natural thing for us to be able to do that as well. But that's a natural part of mastery. And so ascension, and it's sort of the classic definition of ascension, is that when a person has been on the earth plane in especially in an immortal body, but not necessarily even in an immortal body, could have been a body that aged, but if they're ready enough, then that body is able to step into a new dimension, a lighter dimension, where it cannot be seen on earth, and not leave any form behind, not leave a body that's dead behind. So it's there are many dimensions, and at least seven major ones. And
seven major what?
Dimensions. And we can step from one to the other if we are ready, if we have done the work and we are one enough with the God I am. We can step into a lighter form, and the body is quickened. The frequencies of the body are raised so high that it can't be seen in this dimension anymore, and it is suited for a lighter dimension.
Well, don't you also think that there are people who will walk the earth as that mastery?
Oh, yeah.
And not necessarily leave, but come and go from their body at will.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of folks that do that now. St. Germain is one of them. He will appear in form. Babaji also appears in form. And many others, I know.
And
angels. Angels can take form and help us out.
Well, I just wanted to add in the life and teachings of the Masters of the Far East, too.
Yeah.
These people just appear.
Yeah. In fact, if I had one set of books and I was on a desert island, that would be the one. It's the Life and Teaching of the Masters of the Far East. And the author's name is Baird, B-A-I-R-D, Spalding, S-P-A-L, D-I-N-G, S-P-A-L-D-I-N-G, and you can get them from Devorse, D-E-V-O-R-S-S, and Company is the publisher. So the Life and Teaching of the Masters of the Far East, and many you know, spiritual or New Age bookstores will have them also. But yeah, those masters, they are really amazing.
And since we're talking about books we love, I have one. It's the I Am Discourses by the Seven Mighty Elohim, and it's published by St. Germain Press, and it's volume number 14
uh-huh.
of the Green Book.
Uh-huh.
And I have gotten tremendous, tremendous information from meditating, from using the decrees on them, and then asking for the answers of how to understand that and how to do that.
Uh-huh.
Because the seven mighty Elohim are the builders of this universe, of this system of worlds.
Oh, wow.
And so I choose to build that which is the sacred fire way.
Uh-huh.
Talk about the violet flame and how it transmutes consciousness and physical conditions too.
Yeah, this violet flame, well, I think you're probably even more knowledgeable about it than I, Iris, but I'll say something and then you say something, okay? But I think it was begun by Archangel Zadkiel, and Saint Germain is a great proponent of it, a carrier of it for humanity. And it has really it's very powerful in helping us to release what doesn't serve us anymore. And part of that can be those things we were talking about earlier, anger, grief, ego stuff, you know, all of that, to release anything that doesn't serve us, and to also be used for us to call it forth for the whole world and all of humanity and all of the kingdoms, all of the elements, everything to
cleanse
and
clear. Why don't you just do that now, right now? I love for everyone that comes on Miracles Happen to give this process in their own way. And
okay.
Will you do that?
Okay.
So I'd like to ask everyone to just, the violet flame does not hurt. It's not a physical fire, although you can call forth a physical manifestation of it.
Okay.
And all it does, it's divine alchemy. It transmute. It's the transmuting, transforming, transfiguring flame. And it transmutes base metal into gold. And we all want to do that. We all want to do that. More than ever, I think everyone wants to do that.
Yeah. And by base metal into gold, I think you're talking about like transforming ego of ourselves into spirit, right?
Right. And in and things that are discordant into harmony and joy and freedom. And I remember when I started to use the violet flame, I had such a burden. My life was as if I was crawling on my knees in bubble gum.
Huh.
I was sort of caught up in my own belief of what was possible and expecting the future to be like the past had.
Uh-huh.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And I hadn't released things of my childhood.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. So when I started using the violet flame, I just noticed I became more and more joyous and light every day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And don't you think I'm pretty joyous in life?
I do. Yes. Much of the time, yes. Okay, so if those of you who are listening, if you would like to join in with the energies as I speak these words and hold these visions for Earth and humanity, etc., you will assist. You will make it more powerful than if it were just me and Iris calling it, okay? So, in the name and by the power and authority of I Am That I Am, of Joanna, of Iris, of all listeners who are participating, we call forth this violet flame of beloved Saint Germain and Archangel Zadkiel to come blazing now in all of its mightiest victory, power, and glory through everything of earth, every iota within, upon, and above the earth, to the ends of the atmosphere, all over the world now. And to see this and to feel it just blazing through everything where it can serve. It never forces itself. It just blazes wherever it can serve. And this is through every member of the human kingdom, of the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, including all trees and forests, the mineral kingdom, the Devic kingdom of the elves and the spirits of nature. The elf kingdom, the dwarf kingdom, the reptilian kingdom, and all other kingdoms here. We ask that all be blazed through wherever this can serve. All human-made things, all earth, all air, water and fire, all over the world, moving into sparkling purity, clarity, joy and light. Let us see this now, all the seas becoming free of pollution, all of the air the same, all the earth the same, and fire the same, all clear and light and joyous and free. And the water all blessed with the love of the divinity that is everywhere. And we ask that all ego constructions, all within each one of us, and plots and plans and manipulations against life, against humanity, against the environment, against the world, now all of these be dissolved or foiled as soon as may be, and just fall away, crumble away to nothing, to light. And now for us individually, we see the violet flame coming through our entire physical body, our mind, all of our beliefs and thoughts, our emotions, all of our feelings and emotions, and all of the lighter bodies, the astral, the etheric body. And it is just going to work now, and we release everything that does not serve us. I like to sweep my hand up from the lower chakra at the base of the spine up through the top of the head while I breathe in, and then blow out the breath with the hand just going out from the top of the head, and use this kind of physical movement and breath to help me release what isn't serving me. So for you who are doing this, anything, any anger, grief, old pattern, addiction, illness, anything you would like to release now, give it to Spirit. Feel the violet flame coming through everything of you. See it. Welcome it. Sweep that hand up from the root chakra to the top of the head and blow it out to Spirit and see it become dissolved in light and love and truth of God. I am of each of us. Give it up now. Give it up to Spirit. Let it go. Let it go. It doesn't serve you anymore. Step forward into a new way, into a new life. At this moment, with the release of this old, or these old things, we give thanks for this mighty, victorious action of the violet flame now. And so be it.
And so it is.
Yay.
I want to say that the more people become involved in this, the more people that are consciously working to transmute everything on earth into the divine, into happiness.
Yes.
The easier it is for everyone. Every time somebody does this, it
yes.
makes it easier for everyone else.
Yes, I agree.
And so I want to really encourage you to do that. And Joanna, I think we have a couple more minutes, so
yes.
What would you like to cover with that?
Well, I would just like to encourage each and every one of us. You know, I was reading or listening to someone talking about Serena Williams taking the Australian Tennis Open last week, and she had come down to a very hopeless place, and everyone said she was old news, she was past and done, and she rose up and just bent all the rules and came into championship again. And I would just like to know with each of us, each and every one of us, without exception, that no matter what our lives look like at the present, and this includes if there's any abuse in our lives, if we are being abused by a husband or a wife or anyone, a boss, or if the body is ill, if we experience addiction to any kind of drug or nicotine or anything, no matter what, if we're homeless, it doesn't matter what the conditions are. We are able to move out of them into a new life. We've seen it happen so very many times with people. And we know that we are no different from anyone else. And that, you know, you and I, Iris, we have things we're still overcoming. And we are doing it. And every one of us, we can overcome any obstacle, any seeming difficulty, any seeming hopeless situation into light, into victory, into love, into the knowing of who we truly are as a divine being. And so I just want to encourage each and every one of us to really know this and move forward. And if we're doing a job we don't like and we want to find our purpose, to really put that out there, give that to God, the spirit within, and say, I want my purpose, or I want to see my purpose as, or show me my next step. And the whole thing of life is that we don't live it for the future. We're not rushing to get somewhere. We are in the moment. And as Eckhart Tolle says so beautifully, he says, our first priority is this moment, always, 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 is the quality of this moment, that we are here, that we are present, that we are aligning with what is happening or what has happened. We are in surrender to life in the sense that we accept what is happening, and we move to change what no longer serves us in the direction that we are shown. And so we live this moment fully. It's our priority. And as we do that, we are following our spirit, and it takes us into ever new and greater and more wonderful realities. So that was sort of a long answer to your question. That's what came to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us, Joanna.
Yes, and what would you like to say, beloved Iris? What is your final word today?
My final word, you are capable of whatever your heart desires. And whatever your heart desires is what God in you desires for you.
Yeah.
So there is nothing impossible. Just ask.
Yes.
Mine is basically the three things. Knock and it shall be opened. Call and I will answer. Ask and it shall be given.
Yes.
And so put out your hand, my darling. It is yours already and you deserve it.
Yes.
So thank you for being with us, Joanna.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, and we'll be happy to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
I imagine Jasmine Heen, we will reschedule for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And next week we have Dawn say her last name.
Fazand.
Fazand.
Uh-huh.
She is the creator and the publisher and the CEO of Mount Shasta Magazine. She is a recording artist. She is the source of the WESAC, the yearly WESAC celebration in Mount Shasta, and I think you'll enjoy her. She's fun.
Yeah.
The bee woman, we call her.
Yeah, the bee woman. She's just quite a character. You will love her.
And so thank you for listening. We'll be here Monday at 2 p.m. I'm not going to sing today because I'm having a little trouble with my throat.
Oh.
So God bless you, and may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible.
So be it.
And so it is. All men, all women, all children, and yee-haw.